Welcome to the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast. This episode is a narration of the 47th Sutta of the Middle Discourses of the Buddha, the Vimamsaka Sutta. This translates as the Inquirer. While some spiritual teachers prefer to remain in obscurity, the Buddha not only encouraged his followers to closely investigate him, but gave them a detailed and demanding method to do so. This translation of the Vimamsaka Sutta is by Bhikkhu Sajjato and was sourced from Sutta Central. May you all benefit from hearing the original teachings of the Buddha. The Vimamsaka Sutta, the Inquirer. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Savatthi in Jeta's Grove, Anathapindika's monastery. There the Buddha addressed the mendicants. Mendicants! Venerable sir, they replied. The Buddha said this. Mendicants, a mendicant who is an inquirer, unable to comprehend another's mind, should scrutinize the realized one to see whether he is a fully awakened Buddha or not. Our teachings are rooted in the Buddha. He is our guide and our refuge. Sir, may the Buddha himself please clarify the meaning of this. The mendicants will listen and remember it. Well then, mendicants, listen and apply your mind well. I will speak. Yes, sir, they replied. The Buddha said this. Mendicants, a mendicant who is an inquirer, unable to comprehend another's mind, should scrutinize the realized one for two things. Things that can be seen and heard. Can anything corrupt be seen or heard in the realized one or not? Scrutinizing him, they find that nothing corrupt can be seen or heard in the realized one. They scrutinize further. Can anything mixed be seen or heard in the realized one or not? Scrutinizing him, they find that nothing mixed can be seen or heard in the realized one. They scrutinize further. Can anything clean be seen or heard in the realized one or not? Scrutinizing him, they find that clean things can be seen and heard in the realized one. They scrutinize further. Did the Venerable attain his skillful state a long time ago or just recently? Scrutinizing him, they find that the Venerable attained this skillful state a long time ago, not just recently. They scrutinize further. Are certain dangers found in that Venerable mendicant who has achieved fame and renown? For mendicants, so long as a mendicant has not achieved fame and renown, certain dangers are not found in them. But when they achieve fame and renown, those dangers appear. Scrutinizing him, they find that those dangers are not found in that Venerable mendicant who has achieved fame and renown. They scrutinize further. Is this Venerable securely stilled or insecurely stilled? Is the reason they don't indulge in sensual pleasures that they're freed of greed because greed has ended? Scrutinizing him, they find that Venerable is securely stilled, not insecurely stilled. The reason they don't indulge in sensual pleasure is that they're free of greed because greed has ended. If others should ask that mendicant, but what reason and evidence does the Venerable have for saying this? Answering rightly, the mendicant should say, because whether that Venerable is staying in a community or alone, some people there are in a good state or in a sorry state. Some instruct a group, and some are seen among pleasures of the flesh, while others remain unsullied. Yet that Venerable doesn't look down on them for that. Also, I have heard and learned this in the presence of the Buddha. I am securely stilled, not insecurely stilled. The reason I don't indulge in sensual pleasures is that I'm free of greed because greed has ended. Next, they should ask the realized one himself about this. Can anything corrupt be seen or heard in the realized one or not? The realized one would answer, "Nothing corrupt can be seen or heard in the realized one." Can anything mixed be seen or heard in the realized one or not? The realized one would answer, "Nothing mixed can be seen or heard in the realized one." Can anything clean be seen or heard in the realized one or not? The realized one would answer, "Clean things can be seen and heard in the realized one. I am the range and the territory of that, but I am not determined by that." A disciple ought to approach a teacher who has such a doctrine in order to listen to the teaching. The teacher explains Dhamma with its higher and higher stages, with its better and better stages, with its dark and bright sides. When they directly know a certain principle of those teachings in accordance with how they were taught, the mendicant comes to a conclusion about the teachings. They have confidence in the teacher. The Blessed One is fully awakened Buddha. The teaching is well explained. The Sangha is practicing well. If others should ask that mendicant, "But what reason and evidence does the Venerable have for saying this?" Answering rightly, the mendicant should say, "Reverence, I approached the Buddha to listen to the teaching. He explained Dhamma with its higher and higher stages, with its better and better stages, with its dark and bright sides. When I directly knew a certain principle of those teachings, in accordance with how I was taught, I came to a conclusion about the teachings. I had confidence in the teacher. The Blessed One is fully awakened Buddha. The teaching is well explained. The Sangha is practicing well." When someone's faith is settled, rooted, and planted in the realized one in this manner, with these words and phrases, it's said to be grounded faith that's based on evidence. It is strong and cannot be shifted by any ascetic or Brahman or God or Mara or divinity or by anyone in the world. That is how there is legitimate scrutiny of the realized one, and that is how the realized one is legitimately well scrutinized. That is what the Buddha said. Satisfied, the mendicants approved what the Buddha said. This ends the Vimamsaka Sutta. If you've enjoyed listening to the Buddha's Wisdom podcast, please subscribe via your favorite podcast player and share this podcast with friends. If you'd like to find out more about the Buddha's Wisdom podcast, you can go to everydaydharma.net and there you'll find previous episodes along with the text versions of the sutta. Thank you for listening. May you all find happiness and peace. Thank you.